ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। द टॉपिक फॉर दिस मॉर्निंग इज भक्ति स्टोरीज एंड द कैरेक्टर्स इन द मुरली विच बाबा यूजेस, देन ही मेंशंस द नेम्स। बट आई वुड लाइक Before actually I start the class, because there are so many different stories and different scriptures, if somebody first, before I start the class, if give me the, what do you really want? What it is that you want? Rajni Ben, I asked Rajni Ben to give me before I conduct the class. What do you want to hear? No, maybe on a, shall I have 3 minutes kind of on a piece of paper somebody can write, or can have the mic, because otherwise I cannot hear from there. Because this class is not like a class, it is your question, your request, and I reply. Otherwise it will become a class on different things, so then what you really need on that basis.
Om Shanti. For example, I have seen that Baba spoke sometimes about some animals, but animals in the Murli.
Yeah.
And it has a different meaning when he says, for example, the crocodile, it means a vice, different from the monkey. So things like that. But also the stories, what is the spiritual meaning for us and the practical application of it? Yeah?
I have not understood properly. I have not come closer because I have not. Yeah.
Two things. The first one, when Baba sometimes mentioned in the Murli some animal.
Yeah, right. First time he mentioned something, the names of the animals. So for example,
the monkey is different from the crocodile in the meaning of what kind of vices it represents.
But name of the animal?
Crocodile. Or monkey.
Uh-huh.
Or if on the opposite side, for example, sometimes he says, I don't know the name in English. Elephant, for example, that's one example.
Okay.
And the other one is,
okay.
Of course.
Shall I, it is good, no? Can somebody help and make a note so that first we get the, what is needed, and then I conduct the class because they want to record perhaps, no?
Okay.
You want to record, so it is better the first they mention and then I speak. Would be better. Yehi achha hoga na. First questions, yeah. Can somebody make a note? So one aspect that Baba uses the name of the animals, examples, what is the significance of that?
Mm-hmm.
And the second aspect?
The second is, of course, there are many stories in the Murli. Maybe you will choose what are better for us, but actually, which one is the spiritual meaning of that stories and the practical application of that one? Why Baba is mentioning them?
Right. Who is making note? So then I have, yeah, right. Mote akshara mein likhna kyunki chashma nahi laya.
Om Shanti. It will be interesting. The story of Rama and Sita, and Mahavir of Rama, Hanuman, with army of monkeys.
Okay.
Deep meaning of this story.
Okay. Right. And somebody else? That's it?
Om Shanti. Why Maya is shown by a mouse.
Okay.
And this mouse is also the chariot, the vehicle of Ganesh. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Shanti Didi, can you tell a story about Prahlad?
Prahlad?
Yes.
Okay. Story of Prahlad, yeah.
Хотелось бы узнать больше о Ганеше. С Джагдишем, как он связан?
Джагдиш.
И каждый вот Ганеш, символ.
So Prahlad, Ganesh, achha, and the story of the elephant and the Maharathis and alligator. Okay, yes. And the animals, why, what does it mean? The army of monkeys, Ram and Sita story, yeah. Yes.
Harichandra. Yes.
What?
And the story of Harishchandra?
Harishchandra. The story of Harishchandra. Acha.
Om Shanti. Mama usually use the Panch Pandav. I wonder meaning, what's different?
Can you speak?
The Panch Pandav. Arjun, Bhim.
Pandavas.
Yes.
Five Pandavas. Okay. Okay, first we take this. I think time was, this is enough. Ganesh, Hanuman, monkeys, army of monkeys.
The significance of example of any practical application of the stories, any story that you choose, Rama, Sita and Hanuman, mouse as Maya, and then also mouse as
Ganesh.
And then Prahlad's story.
And Harishchandra's story.
The one in the back.
Five Pandavas. Okay. The significance of the stories of bhakti and the characters that are used in the scriptures, the spiritual aspect, meanings, and how this is applied in knowledge. Why Baba is using them when we know that this is bhakti stories and bhakti is written by human beings, the scriptures are written by human beings. We have been following the path of bhakti from the copper age. Path of devotion from the copper age. Vedas and scriptures are written by learned people, those who had devotion, had faith in God, had done some renunciation, had done some kind of devotion in search of God. But who were these people? These people had actually also coming in the cycle of birth and death. They were not the new souls coming from the soul world. The scripture is written as a memory. Baba has spoken many times, all this devotion scriptures is written, it is the memorial and the experience of the present time. Scriptures are picture of your character. Your real character is a scripture, a picture of you, the living human beings, Brahmins who had played some part. Rituals is actually the spiritual impressions that you had, spiritual experiences you had, in order to relive that experiences, the spiritual experience, they made into rituals, means to repeat them again and again, like in form of cultures, celebrating festivals. And so the scriptures are printed much later, because printing press has been only invented about 600 years ago, or maybe little bit earlier than that. Before that, when early days, people used to write their experience on the paper leaves, on the barks, on the paper on the trunk of the tree, right? It is called barks, it means just like the tree leaves or the tree trunk wood. Some they used to write, because they did not have papers. In the beginning, it was the sharing the stories of the experience, relating through the mouth, and then repeating. One person repeat, the other person repeat, the other person. It's a repetition. Then later on, what was written, what was spoken, it is written in the form of the scriptures, the praise of God, experience of the devotion of God, experience of the reward of devotion, expression of deep love for God. Then it became hymns, it became bhajans, it became stories. Whatever was expressed, artist languages to make into picture. Scriptures then were expressed in the art, through in the artist language as picture. And the words which were used, it's called figure of speech. In speech, there are similes, there are metaphor, there are examples, right? And so it is, example is given, as hot as sun, as cool as water, as fresh as air. An example, symbols are used, simile is used, metaphor is used, which is called figure of speech. The pictures for speech. Then later on, it became poet. Poets wrote poetry, and it is the feelings are expressed in it. So scriptures, poems, stories, all together, then, in order to make it more enjoyable, they made theater. They made drama on it. In drama now, whatever was written in the form of the character, that an individual, different individuals wearing the same dress and played the part of that individuals. So in fact, it was mentioned the character of the human beings. For example, they want to teach the moral. Every story has a moral behind it. Teachings, to learn something. Every story, if no story is without the significance, they want it to teach. As the children know, children are taught. Nowadays we use the cartoons, nowadays we use different kind of models, and then we teach the children. At that time, this modern technology was not there. Different methods were used, and then scriptures were read, and they were enacted. And gradually, it became so deep imprints in the heart of people, of the devotees. They thought they must be real exactly as they are. And so because it has been on the path of bhakti for such a long time, so Baba uses those examples What is the meaning and significance behind that? For example, the story of Rama and Sita, Ramayana. This is scripture which is written by poet Tulsidas. It is actually only nearly, exactly, about 700 years ago. Should be. I don't remember exact date. But I know the Indian calendar. It was Samvat 16. And so, it means about 700 years ago. It must be of that time. Or maybe little bit less or little bit more. So at that time, he had written this scripture in a poetry form. It's called Ramayana, the story of Rama. Now it's a very significant story of the scripture Ramayana, where he wanted in one scripture, he wanted to show what is the value of a family life. What is the value of a society respecting each other? What is the value of science? What is the value of spirituality? And at that moment, in society, in the system of our culture, one of the religion was very forceful and a lot of violence was going on. And in one family, the father, the king, was put by the son in prison. And this powerful king, who was a very powerful king, he put his father in the prison because he wanted the kingdom. He wanted authority. He was youngest one, but he put his other brothers in the prison and killed them, and he brought the head of his brothers in front of his father and told his father, "Now see, no other son is heir. Now I am the only son who should get the kingdom." Now father had to give the kingdom to him. So it means the heir to get the kingdom with power of violence without any love for the brothers. And if a king in one culture is with violence trying to get the kingdom, what would be the follow-up of the society? So at that time, the Tulsidas from Hindu religion, he thought, I should save the society. So it was a contrast now. He wanted to save the Hinduism because in Muslim religion this something happened by one of the king. How it happened? This violent system should not be work. So he thought, I want to save. He put the same example opposite of that. He showed one king, which was called Dasharath. He had 4 sons. Now, the one king was going to be put as a kingdom, the story that he was going to get the kingdom, and it was announced. But then he had 3 queens. In generally Hinduism, there are not 3 queens. But in that way it's shown, yes, it has a time had come where people could have 3 queens. Like in Muslim religion, you can have 4 wives, 3 wives. So it was shown in Hindu religion as well, you can have 3, he had 3 wives. And one of the wife wanted, no, kingdom should be given to my son, not to the eldest son of, there are 4 brothers. And so the king accepted the request of the the wife, and the kingdom was promised to give to the second son, who was the son of the second queen. Now the king Rama, who was going to be sit on the throne, get the throne, the kingdom, accepted the request or wish of the stepmother. Such a contrast, in order to show the contrast. Accepted the request or wish of the stepmother, and the mother, stepmother said that this who was going to be the king should go in jungle for 14 years and her son should rule the kingdom. So now the son knows that my father does not want, because father, when he announced this, that my son should go to jungle, became unconscious. He should become a sannyasi, he became unconscious, but this was his wife's wish, he wanted to fulfill it. So now the contrast. Now this brother knows that for my father, it is not the wish of my father, it is the wish of my stepmother. So King Rama, Prince Rama, accepted the wish of stepmother and became ready to go in the jungle. Now the second brother, who was called Lakshman, he said, my brother going to jungle, why should not I accompany him? So he also renounced the kingdom and went, became ready to go in jungle, in forest for 14 years. Then wife said, my husband, when at a time of happiness is my husband with me, at the time of sorrow, I should also accompany my husband. So she also went in jungle. So it was a contrast. On one side, brother is killing the brother to get the kingdom. And other side, the brother is renouncing the kingdom for the sake of the brother. The interesting story is that it's actually those who have not read Ramayana, because you have asked Ramayana, Ram's story, so I want to give a little bit detail. So in the scripture, Tulsidas was very clever. What he did, he kept two brothers at home, and two brothers had gone to see his grandparents in a different town, in a different city, about half an hour flight or half an hour Viman's place. This is how they show the distance. And so now, when these two brothers came back, the son of the queen, Kaikeyi, who wanted that my son should be the crown prince, when he came back and his brother came back, another son, the fourth brother, the son of the youngest queen had two sons, the middle queen had one son, and the eldest queen had one son called Rama. The middle queen had also one son, which was called Bharat, and the youngest queen had two sons, which was called Lakshman and Shatrughan. So Lakshman went with Rama, when the youngest son, the son of the youngest queen went with Rama, and the other youngest son of the youngest queen was with Bharat. They had gone to their grandparents' house. When they came back, Bharat, who was going to be crown prince, when he came to know that his brother has renounced the kingdom for him, he said, no, I am not going to be seated on the throne. He said, no, my brother has a right, because he is the eldest brother. He is the crown prince. I would not rule the kingdom. He said, the footwear, which is called khadavan, the wooden slippers, he kept the wooden slippers on the throne of the kingdom, and he ruled as a servant. This was a contrast shown. On one side, the brother is killing his brothers, putting his father in prison to get the kingdom. Now, in order to show such a shift in human hearts, that how a brother can renounce the kingdom for a brother, other brother is getting a kingdom but does not sit on the throne. and the wife is cooperative, want to go in happiness and sorrow with husband together. So this is the story on one side, to what should be the values of a family, what should be the value of a society. And then in that story is Ramayana, then Sita went with Rama in jungle, and she was living for 13 years in jungle, and then 1 year later on, Raman kidnapped her, and Rama was helping, Rama wanted to liberate it, and he had to take the army of monkeys. This is spiritual aspect later on. In the same scripture is a very beautiful aspect of spirituality. This was the society system. Another aspect, family system. Another aspect, spiritual aspect. Now, spiritual aspect is very deep aspect. It is a story of King Dashrath. It's a character, Dashrath. The king was called a person who has 10 sense organs, a charioteer who is riding a chariot of 10, 5 sense organs, 5 senses, 5 organs. The soul is called Dashrath, means a chariot who ride the living energy, the king rides. So I, the soul, am a king who ride this chariot. And so I'm a king. But I have 3 companion of me, the soul. And these 3 are queens. 3 queens. In this chariot, this consciousness of I am so and so. Name, my fame, my position. In body consciousness, the queens, the soul, exists. And these are 3 queens. The soul has 3 faculties. And these 3 faculties are called the mind, the intellect, and personality traits. And these 3 queens, these 3, mind, intellect, and personality, the poet Tulsidas, the one who wrote the scripture, Ramayana, he has mentioned these 3 queens. Again, a symbolic, a metaphor that is used. 3 qualities, 3 faculties of the soul, the person who is in body conscious, but soul conscious, has 3 companions. And 3 companions are 3 queens. And these 3 queens, one queen was Kaushalya, means Kushal, very clever, divine intellect. She had a son called Rama. Divine intellect, Kushal Buddhi. She had the son Rama. Another one was the Bharat, the one who sustained Bharat, who kept the culture of Bharat of love and respect. The one who wanted, was kingdom was given, but remained as a trustee. But this queen became influenced, did not want to give the kingdom to Rama because she became influenced by mind. So this mind was asking, why, what, here, wish, why not my son, why not other person's son? So she became subservient of Manthara, the mind became influenced by the desires, which is actually desires are subservient, make subservient, and this queen accepted the wish of her servant, female maid, and wanted the kingdom, so became subservient of the mind and started questioning why, what, where, how. She was called Kaikai. In Hindi, Kisne kahi, kya kahi, kab kahi, kyun kahi, kyun, kya, why, what, where, warum, how, what, where, always why, question mark. This Kaikai was question mark queen. And Kaushalya was a divine intellect queen. And the third queen was called Sumitra, means the one who has very friendly sanskaras, friendly nature, loving nature. And that was sanskaras were very divine, pure. And so this Kaikai was also very good, but became subservient of the mind and started questioning. Now these Sumitra, the divine sanskaras, had two creations, and these two creations was, one was Lakshman. Laksha means she had the aim and object. The mind should have the aim object to be with God. Mind should not be why, what, where, questioning mark. The mind should have the aim and object to be with God. And so this Lakshman, child of Sumitra, divine sanskaras, became companion of God, companion of Rama, and so he kept always his company. And Kshatrughan was the one who destroys the enemy. And that was a yogi soul, yoga power. Divine sanskaras should be yoga power who destroys the negative forces. And so sanskaras should be either to be companion of God, or if you are, when you are in companion of God, you should have power to finish all the negativity. And when you are a quiet mind, not becoming influenced by, made of your servant, of your desires, then you are a queen. You are able to sustain Bharat. You are able to keep the respect of Bharat. So it is the mind fluctuates. So that was shown how this queen became a fluctuating mind, doubtful mind, desires. It became a disease of possessiveness of my son should have the kingdom, not should have the kingdom of other person. And Kaushalya, very divine intellect, very bright intellect, divine intellect, pure intellect, far-sighted intellect, bright intellect, she had the son Rama, of very mature, comfortable, respectful for self and respectful for others. Totally detached. Divine, detached, observer, active actor. So Kaushalya was active, divine queen, which was divine intellect. So these three queens are divine intellect, originally pure mind, later on became fluctuating mind. And then Sumitra, divine sanskaras to overcome the negative forces. Another aspect of spirituality is that at the time of unrighteousness, this is in the Ramayana, when it became unrighteousness, corruption, people became very proud. There is a story, a shloka, I speak in Hindi and then I translate. Jab jab hoye dharam ki hani, bahadai asur adham abhimani. Jab jab hoye dharam ki hani. At the time, whenever, in this cycle of time, righteousness is decreased and reached its lowest stage, and righteousness, religion has caused defamation, religion has caused harm to each other. Jab jab hoye dharam ki hani, when righteousness is lost its righteousness, when religion is wrought its power, and had started causing harm to each other. At the time, Badai, Asura, Adham, Abhimani, in society, then devilish nature, character, people emerge, increase. Divinity is lost and devilishness is increasing. Instead of divine being, people become with devilish character. Instead of elevated character, they become corrupt character. Instead of Arya, they become un-Arya. They become uncivilized. They become corrupt. Badai, Asur, Adham, they become lowest. The highest become lowest. Abhimani, those who have very humble nature, become egocentric, body-conscious people. When people become devilish, corrupt, body-conscious, egocentric, when the society becomes of such type, tab tab dhare prabhu vepala sharira. At that time, when such stage, religion, righteousness has lost its power, has reached its lowest stage, is causing harm to each other in the name of religion, instead of bringing benefit, harm is brought to people, lost its power, people have become totally degraded, corrupt, devilish, lowest. At that time, God, Prabhu, the one who is not on this earth, the one who lives far beyond this earth, comes and takes the support of an ordinary human being. That ordinary human being, that is Dasharatha, the one, a human being who has five sense organs, five senses for organs, a chariot, the body. Body means it takes the chariot of sense organs, means takes the support of a human being. Tab tab dhare prabhu vipal sharira. He takes the support of an ordinary body. And he comes, that God who is beyond this earth, comes on this earth. Why he comes for? That people, those who because of unrighteousness, because of viciousness, of vices in the people, because of corruptions, people had been suffering. And God comes to remove the suffering of the people, those people who are very divine, who are very gentle, they started suffering, and so he comes to remove the suffering, pain of this gentle people. Those who are divine do not remain divine anymore. That's the time that God comes. And he comes not alone. He comes with the three powers. And so now the story, another aspect of Rama is incorporeal God, the one who is far beyond the sun, moon and stars, comes in the corporeal world with the three powers. And these three powers are Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. So these three powers are, which are remembered, Rama is remembered as God, the incorporeal father, incorporeal king of kings, Rama. And soul is remembered as Sita, that I take another aspect later on. He comes with the three powers. And these three powers, Rama comes with Lakshman, Bharat and Kshatrughan. So Rama incorporeal God, comes with three brothers. Now these three powers are mentioned as three brothers in spiritual significance. Three brothers means three equal energies, God's powers. And that is the one Lakshman. the benevolent sanskaras of God works through Brahma, who is companion of God all the time. Lakshman, the one who has the aim and object, manmana bhav, to be connected with God all the time. Then Bharat, means through Brahma, he creates the new world. Through this, he creates the new world that once again he creates the righteousness, because unrighteous has been established, and through Brahma he creates the righteousness again, which is mentioned in the Gita. At the time of unrighteousness, God comes, he destroys unrighteousness and establishes the righteousness. And that is mentioned in the Ramayana, the same thing, that he comes and establishes righteousness through Brahma. That is Ramayana, this Brahma is mentioned as Lakshmana. That one who had the aim object to keep the mind, to stay in manmana bhav, be mine with my mind, focus my mind on me, make your mind my like mind, and that was Brahma, who made his mind like God's mind, who focused his mind on God, who kept the connection with God as close companion. This was Lakshman. Then Bharat, the one who sustains the land of holy land. Bharat means the land of light. Bharat, the one who is full of plentiness. Plenty, land of plenty, land of light, land of plenty, land of purity, was sustained by Bharat. Bharat, and that's Vishnu. He brings, God comes with the aim and object of perfection, that he wants to come to create the new world, to make the world perfect. Perfection. Perfect action. Perfection. And so this is Vishnu, is a balanced picture. Through Brahma, how to put this knowledge, how to bring this world in practical action of perfection, so man and woman both should become perfect. Equal energy is given to man and woman. Equal power has to be given to man and woman. And so Lakshman becomes instrument, Brahma becomes instrument to establish the new world. And then Vishnu, God comes with this energy to sustain that energy, to put that energy of knowledge into practice, to put the energy of purity into action, in relationship between these two energy of mind and matter and male and female. Then third energy is Shatrughan, destroyer of negativity, destroyer of enemies, and that is Shankar. So Shankar is sitting in meditation pose, destroying the enemies. And they have shown how through tapasya, all the enemies are not outside, enemies are inside, the vices are inside, and these are like poisonous, poison snakes. So how to show this poison that kills the person, enemy kills, snake poison kills. And so they have shown Shankar, the snakes are changed into garland. All these poisons, enemies became, vices became virtues. Through tapasya, all the negative forces became positive forces. So Shankar. So when God comes, he teaches three energies, the righteousness through Brahma with wisdom and purity, through Shankar, this yoga power, detachment. So Shankar has been not shown wearing clothes, detachment from the body. And then Vishnu, so balance between Brahma, knowledge and purity, through yoga power, destroy your negativity and then sustain the positivity. So balance, receive the energy and let it share with others. So two hands represent male, two hands represent females of Vishnu. And so it is sustenance of Bharat, sustenance of the world. So God comes with three brothers or three powers of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. And when he comes, at what time? He comes at that time when there was a lot of obstacles were created. Another story in Ramayana is that Vishwamitra, the friend of the world, Mitra means friend, Vishwa means world, the friend of the world, God is friend of the world. He had created a yajna. And when he has created this yajna, the sacrificial fire, at that time, the people who had devilish nature, had corruption, had the nature of deception, had the nature of criticism, had the nature of defamation, they started putting in this sacrificial fire obstacles. And so God had to come to finish these people who create obstacles, who create these difficulties. And that was God had come at that time. So there are different aspects is written. So that's why God's incarnation is to protect the Bharat, to protect the world, and to support the world with purity, with spirituality, with divinity. How? With royalty, with royal way, not with violence, but with power of purity and silence. So it is a contrast has been shown. Now another story which is Baba uses in the, this is the scripture of Ramayana, so contrast is shown, which I am speaking about. So Baba speaks about story of a deer. He speaks the story of monkeys. He uses the animals. Now this is a story also in Ramayana. The story of Hanuman has been shown as a monkey. The story of Sita has been shown that she saw a golden deer and she was so tempted by the golden deer that she was with Rama and she sent Rama away. Now this is the story of our Brahmin's story. A practical story of the Brahmin life. Yeah, up to now story I told, the situation of the world, and God incarnates to transform the world, to give the energy to sustain the world, to transform the old into new, create the new world. The story of Ram and Sita and Lakshman, and Baba says, follow the code of conduct, stay in the line of Maryadas. This is the story in Ramayana itself, which is story of the Brahmins. The story is that Rama and Sita and Lakshman, they all were sitting in Panchvati. Very interesting way that in the scripture it has been mentioned. The cottage they were living was called Panchvati. So in this world of jungle, they had to stay in jungle. Why? Rama was going to get the kingdom. But it became delayed for 14 years. What was the reason? Kekai, the second queen, had jealousy. Why my son is not getting the kingdom? Why the crown prince is going to get the kingdom? And because of jealousy, now she had asked king to fulfill my wish, because king had asked that one time he had promised to fulfill his one wish, and this was one wish, that Rama should go in jungle, and the second wish was my son should be in the throne, claim the throne. Now it was jealousy. Because of jealousy, Rama had to go in jungle and the kingdom was delayed for 14 years. So we are getting the kingdom. Kingdom is ready for us. Baba has brought the kingdom. Child, I have brought the paradise on my palm. Why we are not getting ready? Jealousy. And because of jealousy, instead of sitting, living with royalty, we need to go. Many times, Maya pulls us in jungle, in forest of thorns, of negativity. And there we are sitting, though we are tapasya, we are doing in a cottage, but it is a panchvati. This body is composed of five elements, which is called panchvati, a cottage of five elements. And five elements are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. This body is a cottage. In that cottage, the soul, the Sita, is sitting. So now is another story of Rama and Sita. So who was Sita? Sita is companion of God, called wife of God. Who was Sita? How was she born? She was born in a field, not through the womb, mother's womb, but from the earth emerged. And she was called Janaki. So Sita was called daughter of the father, the creator. Janak means creator. Janak means father. Sita was the creation of the creator. So God, the supreme life, and Janaki means the life. Sita. So then, because she was born on this field of action, so this world is called field of action, so they showed that Janak, a king, not God king, another king, he found her in a field where she emerged from an earthen pot on the earth. So means on this field of action. This is a detailed story, I don't want to go into detail, but the meaning is human beings, the soul, on this field of action is creator, God's creation, we are children of God. And so this Sita, then she became wife of God. God Rama, Prince Rama married her. And so then she became a queen. And then she was with king. She went with Rama. She went to a jungle in the forest with the king. So it is instead of God, they have mixed up the story of God and how to show. It showed a king and a soul. The queen as a soul. So she was there. She renounced everything. She was in a panchvati, in this body of five elements. She saw a golden deer. She became so tempted, temptation towards this golden deer. She wanted that golden deer. Now she had renounced the kingdom, she has renounced everything. Suddenly this attraction. So the attraction of deception, through the deception, she was deceived that this is a golden, an animal could not be of the real gold. It was not made by, it was just, they say Maya appeared in form of a deer, golden deer. And so she wanted Rama to go and get it. So God went away. So she sent away temptation, attraction, desires separates you from God. This is what they wanted to say. It was temptation of golden deer, attraction towards the beautiful golden deer, golden animal. She was under protection in this jungle because there were violent animals, there were devils living there. When she was with Rama, she was protected. When she was Lakshman with Lakshmi, she was protected. But then attraction, temptation, sent Rama away. So the meaning is, as soon as you get tempted by the deceptive things, attracted by the attraction of the world, of materialism, you are separated from God. So, Rama left, and then Lakshman was there. Now Maya came in a very deceptive way. Sita heard a call that Rama needs help. And so she went, she wanted to send Lakshman away. What was Lakshman? Lakshman was that, okay Rama, you have been separated from God, but don't forget the yoga of your intellect with God. Again, you have temptation, you have desires, but don't forget yoga. Lakshman, Lakshmi is aim and object, and man means mind. O mind, remember the aim and object of your mind, that you should stay with him. So Lakshman was there, but when Sita, the soul, heard this call that God wants help, he is in danger. He is being influenced, attacked by animals. She sent Rama, Lakshman away. Wanted to Lakshman away. Lakshman said, no, I don't want to go because I want to protect you. He says, no, you are because Rama has gone away and you have bad vision for me. So she accused him that you have a dirty vision for me, that's why you don't want to go, you want to be in absence of Rama with me. This is how doubt comes in the mind. Then Lakshman said, okay, if you really want me to go, I put a line around you. Please, stay in this line, in this circle. Don't step out. This circle, this maryada, it was the code of conduct, the discipline. Okay, you are separated from God, you are separated from your aim and object of perfection. Please stay in discipline. And so he put a line around her and said to her, don't go out, don't step out from this line. If you step out, the power is gone. But if anyone comes in this power, will be destroyed, his power will not work. No animal can come in, no enemy can come in, no devil can come in inside. No holy man can come inside. Nothing can influence you. Good or bad, violence or silence, nothing can influence you of the world if you stay in this circle. So she was in the circle, protected. Suddenly, a holy man came. This Maya came in a holy man form. And this holy man was wearing dress of a sannyasi, a holy man, saffron clothes, like a beggar. He wants some donation. He comes to Sita and says, please, give me donation. Sita made a fruit, a basket, and something that was what in her cottage, and she wanted to give him. So wanted to show from the code of conduct, and this holy man said, no, how can I get the donation in bondage? You have to come out from the bondage, otherwise I will curse you. So Sita thought, this is an holy man, I don't want to cause him sorrow. She stepped out, and this was Raman in form of a holy man. He kidnapped Sita. took him out from his maryada. This is the story of Brahmins. We stay in code of conduct. Our code of conduct is pure food, cook in God's remembrance, live in purity, follow spiritual discipline, stay in your self-respect, have your regular study, be in your spiritual system, maryadas. For example, many Brahmins sometimes, okay, I have a business, no? And my friend, very near and dear friend, has a marriage party. He invites me. And if I don't take the food there, no, my friend will get upset. I don't want, Baba says, don't cause sorrow to anyone. I don't want to cause sorrow to this one. So it doesn't matter, I am a good yogi, Baba says, eat in yoga. So I can eat in yoga. In the name of not causing sorrow, step away from the line. And then one time, two times, three times, is gone. Now I don't want to see film, no. Baba says, cinema is the mother of the sin. I just only want to see the news, no. I open my computer, I want to see the news. Then next button, the next one, and then see the film. In a very tricky way, you step out from the maryada. And then cinema, the mother of sin, takes you in the lap. And here you are in Raman's trap. And so this is the story of the Brahmins. Many in this way, in the name not to cause sorrow, many people go outside. They were very good discipline, their maryadas, their system. Oh, it's too cold, no. It's very cold. I don't drink the other thing, but because it's very cold weather, no, a little bit sip is okay to heat the body. What is this? So going, I am the code of conduct. Breaking the code of conduct. So this is one aspect. Now when Sita is in the trap of Ravana, Rama wants help to liberate the Sita, liberate the soul. Whom should he liberate and how should he liberate? So then other aspect is, he took the army of monkeys. Now this is different character of Brahmins. What is this? Monkey is a very powerful character to copy others. Monkey sees what you are doing and begins to do the same. Even here the monkeys in Mount Abu, you know they see the monkeys, what they do? Because outside when the in a Pandav Bhavan there are many monkeys. Not here, but Pandav here not so much. But Pandav Bhavan many monkeys. And outside some food is kept, it is covered, there is a plate there, there is also the ladle to take the thing. Chapatis are there in a thing. Monkey see that this is how people take. So what monkey does? Practically take the plate, take the katori, go there, take the lid out, take the chapati, put the vegetable and get the plate and eat. Exactly what human beings are doing. Monkeys, what human beings are doing, begin to do the same. So it means monkey copies very quickly and human being, oh, this one has such a wonderful, beautiful car, I must also have the same. This one has this quality clothes, I should also have the same. Human beings have become monkey nature. They see how their friend is doing, how their neighbor is doing, what they are having, I also all have the same. And monkey is famous of having five vices. Attachment, a human being dies, a baby of a human person dies, she keeps the lap a dead body, dead monkey in the lap until she gets a new baby. She does not let go of that baby until it is broken completely. So what do human beings do? The person is died, their clothes, their shoes, their photos, their things, keep remembering them. An attachment with attachment of crying. Because of attachment, possessiveness, anger, they say, why is your face so red like monkey's? You are getting so angry, your face becoming like monkey. Anger. Greed. Because of greed, monkey is trapped. Monkey sees how the monkey people, those who want to trap the monkey, they put some peanuts in a jar, and the jar, the mouth is small, he puts his hand in it, and he wants to bring this full, and he does not let go these peanuts, and he is trapped. Or other way, man, monkey, because of greed, is trapped. So human beings, anger, greed, attachment, ego. About the ego, very interesting story is that one time, this is a moral behind the story, is nice, that a bird was sitting in winter on a tree with his nest. It was rainy day, a lot of rain was there. So bird came and told monkey was shivering. This bird said to monkey, "Dear monkey, you have a hands and feet like human being. Why don't you make a shade for yourself so that you, in cold, you can protect yourself. In winter, in rain, you can protect yourself." Monkey was angry. He says, "You little bird, giving me teachings." He put his hand and broke the nest of the bird as well. So the story is, meaning is, that egocentric people, when you give them even good things, good advice, they cause to harm you. So human beings' nature is like that. So when people had become full of ego, anger, lust, greed, attachment, jealousy, hatred, this kind of nature, character, God takes the support of them. And very interesting story is that these monkeys learn to cross the bridge. God helps. Took the monkeys, human beings like monkeys, it's not the other monkeys, but in the Ramayana is, and they, because they could not cross, they had a stone, and on a stone they named the root of Rama. And as they put the stone on the in the water, in the ocean, each stone became a part of bridge, and through this bridge they could cross. And went to give the message to Sita and conquer Raman. So meaning is that even those we become very vicious, we become very stone intellect, then when God comes and we put the name of God in our head, the stone intellect becomes a floating divine intellect and becomes a bridge to take the souls from one aspect to the other, from one shore to the other shore. This is the story of Ramayana, that Rama took the army of monkeys. And that very egocentric, which was called Hanuman, Abhiman, means, became very humble server of God. So when you have this realization of who am I am child of God, so ego changes into humility. The ego changes into spiritual aspect. And the story become very interesting story is that here this one of the monkey had forgotten. He had forgotten that he could fly. And Rama told him that you can go and give message to Sita. So he forgot that he was able to fly. He was reminded and he immediately got the power to fly and cross the bridge. So when it is realization comes about Hanuman, this monkey god, very beautiful stories. Such a wonderful moral, such a wonderful spiritual aspect. That what happened later on, means he had brought the ring, God Rama, which is symbolizing of God, had sent the message to Sita, the soul, who had broken the code of conduct, of discipline, Lakshman. The aim object of the mind was to remain with God. Don't be tempted by the golden deer. Stay in maryadas. But then was trapped. Now she is trapped. Now but still she is reminding herself to be in love of God. Ashok. She realized that she had discipline, broken the code of conduct and she has to be there. She accepted. But she was in love of God, definitely. Even there was a situation of sorrow, she did not take that sorrow. Ashok Vatika. So stayed with Rama, not in the suffering, but even in the state of suffering, love of God was main powerful for her. So Rama, this Hanuman came, and he wanted to, before that was also, another story of Hanuman, of monkey god, is Angad. So he came and brought the message. Message of God, that please accept Rama's power and give Sita back. But Raman, the one who had double violent force, not silence power, very great wisdom, very talented person, had all the philosophy in his head, but had 10 heads. What is the symbol of 10 heads? It is the opposite of Vishnu. As I explained, Vishnu means positive energy of male and female. 2 hands represent Lakshmi, the embodiment of virtues. Lakshmi means Lakshan, virtues, virtues in me, virtues in the soul, virtues, spirituality, purity, divinity, dignity, royalty, wisdom, purity, all these qualities. And Narayan, a man of divine dignity, where no vices remain. Royalty. Complete. 4 arms, but 1 head. Male and female energy in harmony. Matter and mind's energy in harmony. While opposite of Rama, of Vishnu, what was? Vishnu was, Rama was incarnation of Vishnu. This was what. The opposite energy, Raman, 10 heads. This is the symbol of 5 vices. 5 vices of male and 5 vices of female, conflict of opinion. Heads are fighting with heads. 10 heads. And on the top is shown a donkey head. Means wisdom is gone. Wisdom is finished. He did not realize what wisdom was, what power was. Anyway, so this very forceful energy of negative force. Now, in order to conquer this ego, a complete oppositive energy is needed. This is a beautiful way how in Ramayana, a story is told but significance is not told. People have been reading this life after life. Now when we are in the spiritual university, when we understand the meaning, such a beautiful significance behind this. In order to conquer ego, you have to be humble. So Hanuman, the one who destroys the ego of my position, my name, my fame, my glory, you should respect me, you should man, accept what I say. Or Abhiman. Abhiman, consciousness of the body. I am mother, I am husband, I am boss. Abhiman, abhi abhiman meri baat. Just now, abhi means just now, man means accept. Oh man, accept my opinion just now, not tomorrow, not after half an hour. No patience. Hanuman, the one who destroys this abhiman and becomes a humble server. So Hanuman, as a humble server of God, went to Sita and gave this ring of Brahma. But before he gave, he had to not only just kept this finish his ego, but even a subtle thing, that he had to burn his pooch. It's very interesting. Pooch means people should ask me. Okay, they don't give me respect. Doesn't matter. But at least they should inform me. Pooch. Pooch means tail. The tail of body consciousness. You should ask me, only then you should do. You cannot do without asking me. You cannot do without informing me. That when this subtle ego is also burnt, body conscious is finished, then you are able to give the message of God to the soul of the Sita who is in the prison of vices. And then in order to face Raman, what you have to be? You have to be Angad. Another aspect of monkey army was Angad, unshakable. In today's Murli, in today's morning lesson, Baba said, you should become unshakable, stable in faith, do not fluctuate. Angad. The story is that he challenged Raman, please give Sita back. Because you are not so powerful as Rama is so powerful. And he says, who are you, a monkey? He said, okay, if you want to see the power, here, you can shake my foot. And Raman, whole army tried to shake the foot of Ravan, but he could not shake it. And it means, intellect should have complete faith. Faith in intellect, unshakable faith. Humble, not ego of faith. You have faith, you have determination, and you are able to conquer Raman. And then when this is monkey means, humble server, let your tail burnt, tail of body consciousness should be on the fire, totally surrender, stone intellect becomes divine intellect, then you become a monkey, and you can lift the mountain and make the unconscious conscious. So about Hanuman is that when Lakshman became unconscious, he went up the mountain and brought the life-giving herb. So when you are humble, when you are soul conscious, you can give the life-giving herb. Difficult task like mountain, lifting the mountain, becomes a molehill. And that is the story of a powerful, heavy, a small branch can become a beautiful support for a monkey. Flexibility. On one side stability, other side flexibility. So this is the story. I could conquer because I wanted to explain you the one aspect. I think perhaps we can, tomorrow I am not here, I am a whole day out, but we can perhaps practical story about Hanuman, Ram, Sita and Hanuman is there, Ramayana story is clear, but Lakshman, this story of Harishchandra is very deep aspect. It is that after giving the donation Even in your dream, don't say it is mine. I have given this. It doesn't belong to me. Donation is given, it is given. Prahlad's story is also very interesting. It is the child of God, Prahlad, Prabhu ki aulad, means child of God. No matter how many problems came, his father thrown him from the mountain and he was saved. Throw in front of a lion, the lion did not kill him, looked like a little child. He was put in the fire, he was not burnt. That no matter how many difficult stories, situation comes, once you become child of God, you are always protected. And then, this Hiranyakashyap, the father of this devil king who was killed by God, he had got the blessing that you will be never killed by in the night nor in the daytime, neither by human being nor by an animal, neither inside nor outside. And so it was a story that at the confluence age, in the iron age, at the iron pillar, his father said, okay, perhaps other people are favoring you and they are not killing you. I want you to die in front of me. So he heated an iron pillar, electric iron pillar, hot, like very high iron pillar. Heated iron pillar. And he said, now embrace this iron pillar and then I see how God protects you. Now Prahlad 1 minute thought, Prahlad, Prabhu ki aulad, child of God. He thought, God, now you have to tell me how you save me. And he saw it's an iron heated pillar, a tiny little insect crawling. He said, if this insect, this ant, cannot be killed, is not burnt, how can I be burnt? He embraced this iron pillar, and out of that iron pillar, half lion and half man emerged, and this lion killed the devil, and Prahlad was saved. So meaning is, iron age and golden age is the confluence age. It's the day of Brahma and night of Brahma. Golden age and silver age is the day of Brahma. Copper age and iron age is night of Brahma. So it's end of the night, beginning of the day. Neither night nor day. Confluence age. Neither man nor animal. God the Almighty is called like lion, powerful. Enters the body of Nar. The Almighty God enters an ordinary body in a human body and destroys these negative forces at the iron age. So iron pillar is remembering of this iron age time. God comes in a tiny little form and saves the children. No matter how many difficulties they go through, what you have to have is faith that I am child of God and God is only my strength and my support. So Prahlad had this one strength, one support, and that's why he was protected. Om Shanti. Shanti. Mm-hmm.